Hare Krishna. So usually Saturdays is a Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Today I was told speak on anything. It's a lead up to Janmashtami. So I've selected a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 11, texts 23 and 24. But we will speak about Gauralila as well during the class. Translation. My dear Uddhava, Krishna speaking to Uddhava, he's speaking about bhakti. Narrations of my pastimes and qualities are all auspicious and purify the entire universe. A faithful person who constantly hears, glorifies, and remembers such transcendental activities, who through dramatic performances relives my pastimes, beginning with my appearance, and who takes full shelter of me, dedicating his religious, sensual, and occupational duties, activities for my satisfaction, certainly obtains unflinching devotional service to me, the eternal personality of Godhead. So I selected this verse because of the reference to celebrating Krishna's appearance, including by enacting his appearance. I won't read the entire purport. This is a purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. I'll read the last paragraph. One who engages in hearing, glorifying, and remembering, and dramatically recreating the pastimes of the Lord, will soon be freed from all material desire. Srila Jiva Goswami mentions in this connection that one who is advanced in Krishna consciousness may specifically be attracted to the pastimes of a devotee in the spiritual world who serves the Lord in a particular way. An advanced devotee in this world may desire to serve the Lord in the same way and thus may take pleasure in dramatically reliving the service of his worshipable devotee master in the spiritual world. Also, one may take pleasure in spiritual festivals, performances of particular pastimes of the Lord, and activities of other devotees of the Lord. In this way, one can continually increase one's faith in the personality of Godhead. Om jnana timrandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya mano bistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shri vasari gaura bhakta vrinda Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha, kripa sindhubhyaiva cha, patitanam bhavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namaha. So I was asked to speak about Janmashtami as a lead-up to the celebrations. We already see preparations all around Bhaktivedanta Manor, ready to receive hundreds of thousands of guests, devotees, to serve those devotees and guests, to serve and glorify Radha Gokulananda on this Janmashtami day. And so I'm sure if you reflect back on your spiritual lives, you'll remember certain Janmashtamis will stand out for you. Janmashtami, it is a punctuation in our year that creates an impression. It's a time to pause our general activities and to focus on remembering Krishna's appearance in this world, but also his appearance in our lives. Krishna is always there in the hearts of all living beings. But then when he's invited by the devotee, he makes a special appearance. And so the samskara, the impression that can be created during festivals such as Janmashtami, they're very powerful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatana Palana Kori. The festivals of Madhava, the translation says, like Janmashtami and Ekadasi, are mothers of devotion for those who observe them. And so these festivals are nurturing of our bhakti. As I remember, as I think back some Janmashtamis that stand out for me, one is in Poland. The Janmashtami fell on the same day as Woodstock. And there's always a question what to do when you have a big preaching event. Here, Janmashtami is a preaching event, but this was a different type of music, rock festival, preaching event. And then 200 devotees that are there serving on that event, but then Janmashtami as well that we want to observe in a special way. In addition to all the great effort that the devotees were making to serve those guests. And so we did something unusual. I don't know that we would do it again. Somehow it was a good idea at the time. There are deities in Warsaw, Radha Govinda, that were ordered many, many years ago when the temple was much more prosperous. And lots and lots of people were joining. So these full-size, like Radha Gokulananda, Radha Krishna deities are there even now, but not worshipped on the altar. They're waiting for the day when the devotees have more money to build a larger temple and to install them, like Radha Gokulananda waited here for a year before the Bhaktivedanta Manor was procured and they were installed here by Prabhupada. And so those deities have been waiting for many, many years. And so for some reason, we thought it would be a good idea to bring them to Woodstock. Prabhupada had Radha Gokulananda at a pandal in Delhi. And so the deities were put into a van and on pillows and brought to the site. Were you there, Govinda? Oh, you carried them from Warsaw?
Afterwards.
Ah, afterwards, okay. Yeah. Right, yeah, it was a big risk. That's why I'm saying I don't know that we would do it again. But yeah, moving deities is so delicate, right, Pangajangri Prabhu? Such a delicate affair, and somehow we brought these deities all the way down to southern Poland, had them painted. Asta Shaki Mataji painted them for a couple of weeks, made new outfits for them. And then we did a full abhishek on the stage in front of, there would have been thousands of guests, maybe 8,000 or 9,000 guests, because we'd been advertising the days before, come and celebrate Krishna's birthday. And so, yeah, there were thousands of guests there, and Indrajuna Maharaj had told them to bring a gift, a flower or a fruit or something. So people were there for Krishna's birthday and we bathed these deities. And then people brought their flowers and, you know, there was a big pile of offerings on the altar in front of the deities. And then we had a swing for our smaller deities, Gandharvika Giridhari. And people were swinging them with so much affection. I was actually surprised how much feeling people showed, they conveyed as they were swinging these deities. Anyway, I'm just telling you the story to get you into thought and to think about Janmashtami, your experiences of Janmashtami. My other standout experience was New Braja Dham, aside from Radhasham Sundar's installation in New Braja Dham. But there was also 1 year Shivaram Maharaj engaged me in doing Harinam at 4 a.m. around New Braja Dham through the housing area. He wanted everyone up early, and he wanted people to wake up to auspicious sounds of the holy name. And so he had me out there with some brahmacharis walking all through the village singing Harinam Sankirtan. And then later that evening, I was singing for Radhasham Sundar. And Shivaram Maharaj, this is just one moment that stands out in your mind, right? He was dancing, and he had all the devotees dancing. And I really felt like Shivaram Maharaj was trying to make this a beautiful festival for Radhasham Sundar, that he really wanted devotees to be enthusiastic and to dance beautifully for their pleasure. And it was just so, it was that energy from Maharaj of really wanting to please Radhasham was just really profound, and it was bringing out the best kirtan in me and in everyone who was there. Okay, I've told you those stories, so you can think about your stories. And what I'll do now is we'll talk about celebrations of Janmashtami found in the Bhagavatam and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also in Prabhupada's life, Prabhupada Lilamrita. The first Janmashtami. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Shri Shri Kornitai Ki Jai. The first Janmashtami celebration described in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 3, is the celebration of Vasudeva and Devaki. Of course, they're in prison. They're in Kamsa's prison cell, and Krishna is born as their child. Sukadeva Goswami describes how the demigods showered flowers from the heavens. The clouds, they rumbled softly to create a very pleasing sound like drums. And Vasudev, excuse me. He gazed upon the Lord, and he was filled with wonder. That's what Sukadeva Goswami tells us. He was filled with wonder. What might he be wondering? When we read the verse, that question can come to our mind. What is he wondering? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us 4 things. He's wondering. This is God. How is it that God can be born in a prison? That was his first doubt. He's filled with wonder. God being born in a prison. Who goes to prison? Not asking. But God appearing in a prison. It's a paradox. It's not comprehensible. And so Vasudeva is filled with wonder. He also wonders, God's just born from the womb of my wife, Devaki. How did that happen? My wife Devaki has just given birth to God, the source of everything. His other wonder was that he saw that his son, Devaki's son, was born with full clothes and ornaments and helmet and weapons and all kinds of majestic paraphernalia, and he was filled with wonder. How did that happen? It's not our usual experience. And in his last wonder, Vishwanath Chakravarti tells us, it's four points that he's wondering about. His fourth is, and how did I get to have him as my son? Devaki, his mother, she's glorious, but how is it that I got to become the dad of God. So as he considers this, how did I get to become God's dad? Then he thinks, well, I have duties. I have duties as God's dad. There are things that I ought to be doing now, but I'm in prison. So what am I to do? How can I celebrate the birth of my son and invoke auspiciousness for him and his life, considering that I'm locked in jail? And so he celebrates how? In his mind. He celebrates mentally. Mentally, he gives away charity to brahmanas. He invokes auspiciousness, blessings for his son. And finally, he offers prayers. When we analyze the prayers in the Bhagavatam, it's interesting. Recently, I was just speaking to somebody. She saw my beads. I was on the bus. She saw my beads and she said, "Are you praying?" I said, "Yes." And then she said, I pray as well. I'm a Catholic. I have a rosary." I said, "Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, very good. This is similar." And then I asked, "What do you pray for?" And she said, "Well, I pray for good health and I pray for other people." And then she asked me, "What do you pray for?" And I said, I pray for pure love. Love for God and love for everything connected to God, all beings and all things." What did Vasudeva pray for? It's interesting, when you read prayer in the Bhagavatam from the exemplar of prayer, that is Akrura, to the prayers of Brahma after he's stolen the cows and the boys, or to the prayers of Indra after he's tried to devastate Vrindavan with some Bharataka clouds, or the prayers of Queen Kunti or Prahlad Maharaj, they actually follow quite a similar pattern. It's different than our prayers, because when we pray, like I asked that lady, "What do you pray?" I ask for something. And when you read the prayers in the Bhagavatam, it's a glorification. So it's a different way of thinking about prayer, actually. And the glorifications are, you are the source of everything. Everything has come from you. You are the origin. Brahma appeared from the lotus that was generated from your navel. That's one type of prayer, glorifying God as the origin of all things. Another is they glorify him as present everywhere. This world, it is your energy, and you are present everywhere, within every atom, the elements, they are all your aspects. The sun, your eye, the moon, your mind, the air, your breath. That's another type of prayer. You'll find it pretty much across the board. It appears in all of these great prayers in the Bhagavatam. And then they glorify him as the protector of the worlds. You descend into the world to protect the pious, to establish Dharma. And depending on who they're praying to, which incarnation, then they'll say, "And now you're appearing again." And then finally, they make their request. "Please give me unwavering devotion at your lotus feet." So the request actually comes quite, quite some way down. They glorify Krishna and then they make the request. With Vasudeva, he offered the glorification and then Devaki came in with the request. "Please become our baby. We are worried about you. Kamsa, he's very evil. And he's killed 7 of your brothers. He's waiting to kill you as well. And we are filled with much concern." That's her request. So that's the first Janmashtami celebration. The second Janmashtami celebration happens in the fifth chapter of the 10th canto. It happens where? In Gokula Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj, he sees the next morning that he has a son, a beautiful, glorious baby boy. And he celebrates by inviting the brahmanas to chant Vedic mantras. He gives away 2 million cows in charity, 7 hills of grains that are covered in jewels he gives in charity. And he sends out word to the cowherds people that they should come. And when they hear that Nanda and Yasoda have given birth to a beautiful boy, they decorate the city. They decorate Brajapura, not the city, the village, with festoons and flags and banana leaves and other decorations. And they decorate themselves. The men, specifically it's mentioned, they wear nice coats and turbans, and the ladies dress in beautiful garments with lovely ornaments and kajal, black pigment on the eye. They decorate themselves very nicely and go to the house of Nanda and Yasoda with gifts. And Nanda and Yasoda also have gifts for them. And there are musicians who are playing music, and there are reciters reciting the Puranas and the histories. And they dance and they sing and they throw yogurt and butter mixed with turmeric on one another. The cows are also decorated with a mixture of turmeric and oil, and they have peacock feathers in their horns. So we can pause here and think about these celebrations and learn from them. We can think about the celebration of Vasudeva and Devaki. We can wonder, how is it that I get to celebrate Janmashtami? If you're given some seva, you can wonder, how did I get this good fortune to be doing this service on Janmashtami day for Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda and all of their devotees? I get to cook, I get to clean, I get to serve. How is it possible? We can be filled with wonder. How many guests are coming to see Radha Gokulananda? We can, if we can't come to celebrate Janmashtami, maybe some of you are working. Not at midnight though, right? I hope not. During the day, you can celebrate in your mind following Vasudev's cue. He was in prison. Maybe you're in prison somewhere behind a desk. You can celebrate mentally. Mental seva, Prabhupada says, the mind is one of the senses. Just as the eye and the ear and the nose and we have these knowledge acquiring senses, working senses, the mind is also a sense that can be engaged in service, and it counts when you do mental seva. We can also offer prayers like Vasudeva and Devaki. And from the Brajbasis we learn, we decorate the temple nicely, we decorate the home nicely to celebrate Janmashtami. We give charity, we can give gifts to devotees on Janmashtami. In Mayapur, when I was a child, Pankajangri Prabhu, remember, our president, Itai Chand Maharaj, used to give everyone new clothes as a gift. Right? Do you remember that? We used to get new clothes on Janmashtami, yeah. We would receive new dhotis and chadars. And so we would wear new clothes we'll get the clothes before the festival, and we would wear new clothes to the festival. That was a tradition in Mayapur. So the Brajbasis are wearing nice new clothes. You can also dress nicely for Radha Gokulananda's pleasure. How wonderful is bhakti yoga? Dressing nicely is also devotional service. How the Brajbasis, they wore turbans and coats, not necessarily saying that that's what you have to wear, but wear something nice to celebrate Janmashtami. Decorate yourself nicely for the pleasure of Krishna, to celebrate his appearance. And then they're singing and dancing. They're reciting. So we can also offer prayers. We can also recite the Puranas. We recite Srimad Bhagavatam. We can read. We can sing. We can dance. And so we learn to celebrate Janmashtami from Vasudeva, Devaki, Nanda Yasoda, and the Brajbasis. Let us go to the celebration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also celebrated Janmashtami. It is described in the 15th chapter of the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Bengali devotees, they were staying in Puri. They go for Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra happens June, July, and then they stay for a period with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after the Rath Yatra up to Janmashtami. They celebrate Janmashtami with Mahaprabhu, and then they return to Bengal. And so chapter 15 specifically describes how on Janmashtami day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they dressed as cowherd boys. That's how they celebrated. We've been reading here in this 11th canto, 11th chapter, 23rd, 24th verses. It says that on my appearance day, you can reenact the pastimes, right? You can reenact the pastime of my appearance. So on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's celebration of Janmashtami, they dressed up as cowherd boys to celebrate Janmashtami, reenacting Krishna's appearance as their celebration. And they walked together carrying sticks. And on each end of the stick was hanging yogurt and butter. They're really getting into the role. So they are Brajbasi cowherds dressed up with turbans and belts and sticks and ropes. And they are carrying milk products through Jagannath Puri. There we are, some milk products being carried. They're carrying milk products. And they come to a big field where the festival is celebrated. And it's Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, so they're doing kirtan as well. So milk products with sticks and kirtan. Stretch your imagination and imagine what happens next. Huh? They're throwing those milk products on one another. So yogurt, butter being thrown on each other, as we read about with the Brajbasis, right? They were throwing milk and yogurt and butter and mixed with turmeric, and they were singing and dancing. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's how he celebrated with his friends as well. I have a great idea. Why don't we do that at Bhaktivedanta Manor? Sorry. Sorry, temple authorities, putting ideas into the devotees' minds. Actually, in Australia, when I was a child, I remember one morning, so Prabhupada's appearance day morning, going up to the temple and seeing butter and yogurt all over the place. And I asked what had happened, and they said that evening the the devotees had celebrated by throwing, I don't know, blocks of butter? That's like not, it's not really Vrindavan style, but they were, you know, Australians. They read it, and so they got the idea. And so they were throwing yogurt and butter over each other as their Janmashtami celebration. That's the only time ever. That would have been 1980. That's the only time ever that I saw ISKCON devotees try to reenact this pastime. It's a bit expensive. Better make a feast for the Lord and serve the devotees. That's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated those sticks. So Advaita Acharya, so you know, Lord Chaitanya is dressed as a cowherd boy. He's throwing butter and yoga. There's lots of fun. And then Advaita Acharya says, "You're not a real cowherd boy." He says it to Lord Chaitanya. Advaita Acharya has this joking mood as well. He says, "You're not a real cowherd boy." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Yes, I am. You see my turban, you see my belt, my robe, my stick. I'm a cowherd boy. You see my butter and yogurt pole." And Advaita said, "I will believe that you are a cowherd boy if you can," who knows? Huh? Milk a cow, all right. Yeah, spin your stick with your fingers. If you can twirl that stick, if you can twirl the stick, then I'll know you're a real cowherd boy. And so Lord Chaitanya, he took up the challenge and he started twirling that stick in the front, on the side, from behind, below, between his legs. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, imagine. Lord Chaitanya twirling a stick between his legs. He's showing, I got skills here. I'm a real cowherd boy. And Nityananda, he was inspired by seeing this. And he joined in the fun as well. So he was also twirling his stick and showing his cowherd boy credentials. There were two devotees of Lord Chaitanya. They dressed up as Nanda and Yasoda. And so as the parents, they have a role in this pastime. And their role, remember Vasudev giving charity, and remember Nanda Maharaj giving charity? 2 million cows, 7 hills of grains covered in jewels. And so these devotees playing the role of the parents, someone Kamalesh and Jagannath. Anyway, these two devotees dressed as Nanda and Yasoda, they got into the mood, giving charity as the parents of Krishna, creating auspiciousness for him by giving charity. And they, you know, they had some gifts to give away, but they got so much into the mood once they finished all the gifts that they had collected specifically to give to the devotees as their charity. They're like, "Well, we're out of gifts." And so they went home and took everything from their houses and gave that away as well. And so all the wealth that they had in their homes, because they were like so much in character, they gave it away. And that brought great pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Kashinath Mishra, the head pujari of the Jagannath temple, and the king, Maharaj Prataparudra, they were also there, present for this celebration. And Maharaj Prataparudra became very ecstatic seeing this, how Lord Chaitanya and his devotees were celebrating, that he asked the pujari to bring Jagannath clothes from Jagannath's temple to give to the devotees as Mahaprasadam. So prasadam is not just what we eat prasadam, but there's the clothing of the Lord, the garlands of the Lord, that's also prasadam. And Maharaj Prataparudra, he was tying the prasadam on this cloth, the Jagannath's clothes on the heads of the devotees, because it's honored, right? It's to be revered, to be worshipped. So he was tying Jagannath's clothes, his dhotis, his chadars, and so on, around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's head, around Nityananda Prabhu's head, Advaita Prabhu's head, and around the heads of all the other devotees as well. So, what can we learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's celebration? One thing is that we can think about the reenactment of Krishna's pastimes. Vasudeva and Devaki, Nanda Yasoda, they are the original pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us this idea of reenacting the pastime that Krishna is mentioning here in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. You can reenact. And so we reenact, think about it, we reenact even each day. Bhakti is also a practice of enacting Krishna's pastimes. So waking up Krishna, dressing Krishna, being there to receive Krishna's first aarti, the 12 aartis and offerings that happen through, 7 aartis and offerings that happen through the day, they are a reenactment of Krishna's daily pastimes. Similarly, when we celebrate Janmashtami and perform the Abhishek, and we have the midnight aarti and the feast, that is a reenactment of Krishna's pastime. So we can also think in that mood. When we dress up and we come to serve and to celebrate and to see Radha Gokulananda, we can also think of this as a reenactment of Krishna's birth pastime. And we are participating in this reenactment that happens each year on the date. There is a reenactment of Krishna's birth. And we are there as participants in that pastime. That's also something wonderful to meditate on. Bhakti as an enactment, or acting as a way of salvation, as one scholar put it. Of course, then we also have the Bhaktivedanta players, who are world famous for their reenactments of Krishna's pastimes, that we can observe and we can feel Krishna's presence. We can feel the emotion of Krishna's birth, and we can feel the fear of Kamsa that was felt by Devaki as he killed her children and tried to kill Krishna or Krishna's sister, Yogamaya. And so seeing the enactments of Krishna's pastimes as well is a nice way to celebrate Janmashtami. So lastly, I would like to discuss, in the time remaining, Prabhupada's celebration of Janmashtami, because there's much we can learn there as well. And for that, we can turn to the Prabhupada Lilamrita, where there are descriptions. One, the first celebration of Prabhupada's, where Prabhupada is present at Janmashtami, is his birthday. Yeah, his birthday. So he was born the day after Janmashtami, which is called Nandotsava, the festival of Nanda Maharaj. And his parents gave him the name Abhay, Abhay Charan. But his uncle called him Nandalal. One of Prabhupada's baby names is Nandalal, because he was born the day after Janmashtami. And so Nandalal was one of his baby names. Another description of Janmashtami that we have in Prabhupada Lilamrita is 1964. Prabhupada celebrates Janmashtami at the Radha Damodar temple. This is prior to his coming to the West, prior to his coming to boarding the Jaladuta. He organizes himself a celebration at the Radha Damodar temple in the compound next to Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, and he arranges for the governor of Uttar Pradesh to be present. Prabhupada gives a talk. What would Prabhupada's Janmashtami lecture be on? Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti eka mahadgunan kirtanareva krishnasya mukta sanga parambrajat. This age of Kali, it is an ocean of inauspiciousness, but there is one good thing. By chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That was his lecture. Prabhupada's a preacher. And so when we look at Prabhupada's Janmashtami celebrations, he's preaching. The next year, 1965, he celebrates on the Jaladuta. He organizes a celebration for the captain and the crew. He gives them a talk, has some kirtan, and he's cooked for them as well. He serves them Krishna Prasad. The following year, 1966, Prabhupada celebrates Janmashtami. You'll be really surprised how quickly this moves. He celebrates Janmashtami at Matchless Gifts, 26 Second Avenue, and initiates 11 devotees. From 1964 in Vrindavan to Jaladuta 65, and now a year later, 11 initiated disciples on Janmashtami Day. 1967, you'll be surprised again, he initiates his first sannyas disciple, Kirtanananda Swami, at the Radha Damodar Temple in Vrindavan. So, yeah, within a year, basically, he's giving sannyas to his first American disciple, Western disciple. 1970, he celebrates in Montreal, Canada. Then you'll have celebrations in Tokyo, Japan. He stays up late with the devotees reading Krishna book. And Germany, in a small apartment, he celebrates with devotees there. And then 1973, Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. 1973, he celebrates here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. And we've been hearing about that this past couple of weeks with the anniversary. 50 years ago, Prabhupada installed Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. 1975, so now 10 years after his celebration on board the Jaladuta, he wanted to open the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan on that date. And he was in Vrindavan for that day to celebrate Janmashtami. The temple didn't open. It happened the next year in Ram Nomi. But Prabhupada's plan had been to offer Krishna Balaram that temple on Janmashtami Day, 1975. So something we can learn about Prabhupada's celebrations. He preaches. He's a preacher. So he uses Janmashtami as an opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. The other thing we see, he engages in reading and discussing with the devotees, fasting through the day, staying up and then celebrating at midnight. You see that in Prabhupada's celebrations, particularly when you read about his celebrations in Tokyo, Montreal, and Germany. But the other thing you see he does is he uses Janmashtami as a date to make very powerful offerings. He fixes Janmashtami as the date to offer Bhaktivedanta Manor, or to offer, to initiate disciples, to initiate, give someone sannyas, to offer, to install deities, to open temples. And so he uses this date as a very significant day to make very grand, powerful service offerings. So, yes, there's much we can learn from all of these celebrations. And so, in our lead up to Janmashtami, we can meditate. How will we celebrate? Learning from Vasudev, Devaki, learning from Nanda and Yasoda, from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from Srila Prabhupada, we can be in the right consciousness with which to celebrate this special day, Mother of Devotion. So they're mothers of devotion because any service rendered, the reciprocation is so much more on these particular days. So we are at time. We'll take one or two comments or questions.
Krishna.
Hari Bol.
Thanks, Sri Prahlad. It's nice to have you here sharing some katha before Janmashtami to inspire us. I was just reminded of a pastime that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj often shares of Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan on Janmashtami.
Mm-hmm.
So on this occasion, Srila Prabhupada's reading Krishna book, and all of the devotees have been fasting all day, and there's at that time, there's actually quite a sea of sannyasis, all with dandas.
Yeah.
Prabhupada would read one chapter of Krishna book, it'd finish, and next chapter, the devotees would be, Jai, Jai, and finish that chapter. I think he even said he read that, what's that really, the philosophical chapter? The,
The prayers of the personified Vedas or something?
Yeah, so I think you read that chapter, so they got through that. And then Prabhupada is like, next chapter, they're like, Jai! And then Prabhupada's got so much taste for Krishna Katha, he's just reading and reading, and it's gone midnight, and devotees have been fasting. And eventually it's next chapter, and devotees are like, Jai! And the sannyasis dandas are like, all falling down and stuff. And, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you for that. So when he celebrated in Germany as well, the devotees tried to read the entire Krishna book through the day. That was their ambition. In the end, at around 10, Prabhupada asked, are we going to get through the entire Krishna book? And they said, no, it's not going to, we won't make it. So Prabhupada said, so that's all right, I'll just read the Sanskrit verses. So Prabhupada was reading the Sanskrit and he says, you can't understand, but the potency is there. It will affect your consciousness. So yeah, good. Prabhupada liked to celebrate Janmashtami by reading Krishna book. All right, we are at time, so we will conclude there. Thank you all very much. Shri Krishna Janmashtami ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samabheta Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Hari Om.